It is good to gather together. In Hebrews, it says we should not stop meeting together, but we should continue to meet together and encourage each other. And encourage means to give courage, to pass on courage, to pass on hope or confidence. And it's my hope this morning that you would be encouraged, that you would leave with some courage, hope, confidence, that we would encourage one another as we meet together. And yeah, it's cool. Thank you for being here. Each of you brings something so unique and so important and of value to the gathering. And it's good to be together. This last week, one of the things I was reading in 2 Chronicles, and it's going through these different kings, and these different kings and how they kind of responded to calamity, how they responded to these crazy hardships and circumstances in their worlds. And some of the kings, they turned to other places. One of the kings started calling up all kinds of crazy spiritual powers, looking for charms and witchcraft and trying to find help in his need, even asking other countries, paying them money from the treasury, come and help us. And then other kings, during crazy times, they sought God. And they went through their kingdom and they started cleaning out anything that was not of God, taking out all the worship of other gods, any witchcraft, anything that was opposed, anything that would be not from God himself. And it's cool to read those things and see over the course of time how those that sought the Lord, it paid off. And even as I look, like John was saying, in our world, there's some crazy times in our world. It's like, I don't know how what happened in Vegas can even happen. It doesn't even make sense. And there's enough crazy things in our world to look at, and yet may we continue to trust God. May we continue in our own lives to weed out those things that where we put our hope in, those things that are not of God, and continue to seek God and continue to put our trust in Him, because He will deliver us. He will take care of us. He does care about us. And I've been praying, may our leaders turn their hearts to God. May our president in times of need turn. May we turn as a country, turn to God and seek God and trust Him, because He's so trustworthy. And that's been encouraging to me, and I continue in my life to seek after God. And if I haven't met you, my name is Dove. I'm one of the pastors here. And this week, I will have been a pastor for 2 years. And it's been quite a 2 years. I don't know, in some areas feel like I should be a lot farther along than I am. But I continue to seek and continue to trust. And this last week, we had our fiesta, which is one of my favorite gatherings. So on Thursday night, we got together, and we do it once a month, and it's more participatory than Sunday morning. And so people come, they have an opportunity to share their own stories, what's God doing in their lives, share their own insights from a verse. We share communion together and celebrate what Jesus has done for us. We worship together. And so my role in that is I'm just kind of an MC. I don't have to get up and share a big message, which is cool. And I left, I don't know what it was. I was there and I got done MCing, and I just had this embarrassment Like, man, I'm embarrassed of myself because I was so serious and I was so, just the words that came out of my mouth were so pathetic. And I'm like, I should have asked somebody else to MC this. And the worship was so good and it was such a contrast to my staunch whatever I was going through. And I went home and in the car, my wife, who's so tender and in her very tender way, was like, what was up tonight? You know, what's going on with you? And I got home and we put the kids to bed. And you ever have that where you just want to crawl into a hole and just never see anybody ever again? I was just like embarrassed. Like, I just want to crawl into a hole and never see anyone again. I went for a walk and out walking, stars are out. The frogs are singing. Just a gorgeous night. Walking on the canal. Talking to God. Seeking Him. I walked for a while. I came to kind of part of the canal where there's water, and I stopped. I'm just throwing rocks into the water. Just thinking about life and having a conversation, trying to pray to God. And I felt like I'm sitting there throwing rocks, and I just have this sense of God speaking to me. I'm not embarrassed of you, Dove. It's like, thank you. And I guess I share that for two reasons. Not so that you guys can be like, man, this, we got an embarrassing pastor. But I share that for two reasons. One of just as we continue to walk through the challenges of life, may we continue to seek God. May we continue to turn to Him and trust Him and hear what He has to say. And He's so trustworthy and He's been so good in my life. And as I continue to grow, there's things I would like to be way further along in, and yet I'm in process. And I encourage you guys just to, wherever you're at, to continue to seek. And the second reason I share that is just, I know each of us, there's something about Sunday mornings too. I don't know what happens Sunday morning, but there's something that makes it more difficult to get out of the house by 10. It's not even early. I don't know why it's so hard to get out of the house by 10 without having a big conflict or some big drama in the house. I don't know if your world is like that at all. But just to come, I don't know if you have any shame or fear or whatever goes on in you. Thank you for coming. When you're having a bad hair day, still come. When you're having one of those days where you just don't want anybody to see you, just come and sit in the back. There's something so good about coming together. And so this morning, I want to share with you a little bit about sharing our faith. So I want to talk about sharing Jesus with others. And I don't know what feelings you have of like, yes, finally, this is what we need to talk about every week. Or if it's like, oh man, you're going to tell me this stuff. And then I'm going to go home and feel guilty because I don't really like talking to anybody about God because that's personal. I don't know what feelings you have in that. But the thing is, there's no really right way to share or really wrong way to share. Paul says he doesn't even care about our motives. He just cares that the gospel is being shared. And the good news is that Jesus has come into our world. He came in. God came into our world, took on human flesh, lived a perfect life among us, and took upon us our brokenness, our humanity, died in our place, was raised to life, to live a new life. And by believing, we can receive His death in our place so that we don't have to face the second death. And we can receive His life in our place so that we can live His life. What an amazing thing. And I feel like we've been given this amazing treasure, and we should share that. And how do you share that? I know some people share on Facebook what God's teaching them. I heard of a guy, after he graduated high school, he realized the forgiveness of Christ and was told his life was just totally changed. And so he got his yearbook and the phone book, and he called up every single person that he graduated with and said, I got to tell you about Jesus. I got to tell you what he's done in my life and how he's changed me and forgiven me. Okay, that's pretty extreme. That's pretty cool. I've heard of other people who have just shared in rare moments, in quiet ways. There is no right or wrong way to share your faith. But I think it would be a tragedy to go through our lives and never share our faith. It's like if you guys found the best restaurant in all of El Paso, and it was super cheap, and the food was fantastic, and you never ever told me, 10 years from now, I would be like, what? You've been going to this place for 10 years, and you never even told me it was there? Are you serious? Like, why would you hold that back? It's like if we were going through the desert and somebody found water and they didn't tell anybody. Like, that would be a shame. In the same way we have been given life. What a shame if we never shared that with anybody else. Freely we have received, freely give. So this morning is not really informational. I want to pass on just a couple of tools. And tools that you could use. So you probably won't learn anything brand new, but I hope it's of use to all of us. So why don't we pray? God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the blessing of gathering. How amazing that we could come together. I thank you for each person here. Thank you for the blessing that this gathering is to my life. Thank you for how the people here encourage me, give me confidence and courage and hope. Thank you for how they pick me up when I'm down and point me in the right direction when I'm going astray. Thank you for the power of just gathering and worshiping you and appreciating you. Thank you for being in our midst. Yeah, we turn our eyes to you. We ask you to teach us. We ask you to guide us. We ask you for courage. We ask that you would use us in this world. I ask that you would continue to touch lives, continue to turn hearts towards you. Thank you, God, for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Imagine if we could be a part of seeing someone come to that amazing realization of the forgiveness that they have in Christ. Imagine if we could see someone begin to walk trusting God and see their relationships start to change and see some of the anger and bitterness start to melt away and to see their desires be satisfied in new ways by God instead of in the ways that we sometimes turn to. Imagine if we could have a hand in just passing those things on to someone else. To me, that's exciting. To me, that's greater than, I guess, what's the fear? That people might reject us or reject God and that we would feel it ourselves, feel it personally. Or maybe I have this fear that I'm supposed to have all the answers. It's like, well, I don't have to have all the answers. All I can tell you is I found water over there. I don't know where it came from. I don't even know how it works, but there's water. There is like a really good restaurant in town. I don't even know who the owners are. I don't know everything about God. I never will. You will not either. But I can point somebody in the right direction and say, yes, I have found life. I have tasted living water here. I've tasted something sweet. So how can we share Jesus with others? One simple tool is called care through prayer. This is just something that was passed on to me by a friend in Austin. I don't know who came up with the name, but it just means that you love other people by praying for them. And so in our lives, we listen. We listen to other people. We listen for circumstances in their lives. We listen to feelings or needs in normal life. And so if someone shares a circumstance, maybe they just broke up with someone and their relationship is broken and they're dealing with that. Maybe they're facing a divorce. Maybe they have lost someone or something they really care about. Maybe a job. Maybe they're struggling with a challenging relationship at work or a challenging relationship at home. Maybe a kid who they care about is separated from the family. Maybe they're having a job interview coming up and there's some anxiety in that. Maybe there's a big test or a promotion or something they're preparing for. These circumstances are all around us. We all engage in these circumstances. And as we get to know people and people share with us, we get to hear those. Oh yeah, I hear the circumstance you're going through. And I hear there's a feeling in that. Maybe we hear the anger in someone's life of how they've been treated or what's going on. Maybe we hear the sadness or the loneliness that someone's communicating, or maybe the need. Maybe if someone's car is broken down or they're out of work, or like a neighbor of mine, their roof is leaking. And so we hear these circumstances, feelings, or needs, and then we ask if we can pray for them. And it's really simple. It doesn't, not to go into a whole lecture of how God is sovereign and God, you can trust God, but just, wow, I hear what you're going through. Can I pray for you? And then you take the time right then and we pray for him. So this is like a very natural introduction for someone who may have never prayed in their entire life, who have may have never even thought, wow, God could help me. It's an introduction into just the ways of God. And then when we actually stop and pray, God works. And it also points somebody in that direction. This is one of those promises that I love. Jesus says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. And then he continues to say how God is a good father who gives good gifts, even more than earthly fathers who aren't or not actually good. How amazing. So what happens when we pray for someone, what does that actually do? First of all, it unleashes power from God. God helps us when we ask. And he says, you do not have because you do not ask. And sometimes we've expected God to be this genie God who answers all of our wishes. Oh, I wish for the Packers to win another Super Bowl. And then it may or may not happen. Ah, kind of power. But God gives to us. God hears our prayers. God responds and He gives to us. God has answered prayers for thousands of years and continues to answer our prayers. And if I go to my father and I say, I really need another bottle of whiskey, my father is good and he will not give me it. I don't think. Maybe in some occasions. He is not a genie that gives us exactly everything in the moment in the way we ask. But when we go to our father and we say, I am craving and I want something from you, he will give to us because he's good and he cares and he listens. And when we are able to pray for someone else, God moves. God answers prayer. God works on our behalf. And as we take the time to listen to what other people need and stop and pray, we offer a greater source of help than us. And I don't know about you, I like to help people. It feels good. Like, man, my car broke down. Oh, man, I would love to buy you a new car. I probably can't, but I would love to do something. I would love to tow you over to Bill's and he can fix it. I don't know. I would love to. But when we pray, we have a greater source of help than ourselves. And God answers those prayers. When we pray, it points someone's eyes upward. And sometimes we go through this life and we see these trials, we see these things that are so blinding. We see them and we see ourselves in our own need, our own inadequacy. And when somebody says, hey, can I pray for you? It's just like, oh yeah, wait a second. There's someone bigger than this immediate need and this inadequate self. We help point someone to God just by saying, can I pray for you? And actually praying for them. Another thing it does when we pray for someone is it models how to talk to God. I'm amazed. I've had a lot of people in my life that say, I would pray, but I don't know how. I don't know how to pray to God. And I can relate to that. There's times I'm like, well, I don't know how. Do I need to be on my knees? Do I need to stand? Do I need to be in a certain position? Do I need to say certain words? Do I need to say certain things in a certain order? Do I need to give thanks first and then confess and then do my requests? Like, how do I pray? And what's cool is the way you pray to God is however you want. You just pray real. You just bring yourself. And so if you stop and pray for someone, they get to hear, whoa, they're just talking to God as if God was there. And I encourage you, as you have opportunities to pray for others, don't go into big, long discourses or orations, but just from your heart, from the honesty of your heart, pray for someone. And then close by saying that you ask that in the name of Jesus, because He's our authority, He's our source, He's the reason that we can ask. And it shows somebody else simply they can call out to God whenever they want. We can begin a conversation with God. And then also when we pray for someone else, it helps others to trust God. Not to trust me, not to trust in their own circumstances or their own strength, but to trust God. Because this entire life is an adventure of learning to trust God. Will we trust God through the storms, through the joys, through the details of life. And then when we trust God beyond that, my hope is not just that someone would trust God with their broken relationship now, but that they would trust God with their eternal destiny. That they would trust Christ and receive His help, His salvation, His forgiveness, and trust even in death to be with Christ and to go to heaven. And so we pass on just to someone else that they can trust God. And it's a step in that journey. And this is just a small step in that process. There's lots of ways to speak into that, to help other people trust, to help other people grow. In John 15:7, Jesus says, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." So there's a call for us to remain connected to Christ. And this is, it's His work, what He's doing in people's lives, which is, to me, is fantastic news. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a vessel. I'm a part of what God is doing, but it's not on me. It's not my ability or work or power, but as I remain connected to Christ and His words are in me, I ask and He answers. And so we can pass that on. I encourage you all, as you have opportunities in your life, in the just day-to-day busyness of life, in the people you see at work and school and play and at home, as you hear those circumstances, those feelings, those needs, to stop and say, "Man, can I pray for you? Wow, that's significant. Can I pray for that need?" And allow God to be at work in big ways in that. May we enjoy sharing the amazing gift that we've been given. What an awesome gift. We have been given acceptance, complete acceptance, before God, because of Christ. May we enjoy that gift and may we pass it on to others. So this is just a very simple step. This is not like the end point. This is kind of a beginning point. On your handout, there's also another idea, which is called Care Through Story, which is just a simple way to share a story about who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. And that's another tool to be used. So, all right. I've had some of the most amazing conversations in that. One day I was driving actually with a friend, and we were going to go out and see if we could pray for some people. And we're driving down the road, and this guy on the side is asking for money. So the guy is asking for money, and we pulled up at the stoplight, and he's right there. And I didn't have any money for him. I put a couple shirts in my car that are pretty cool shirts, but I don't need them. And so I said, "Hey, do you want a new shirt?" And then I said, if God could give you any miracle in your life, what would you ask for?" And he said, I would like to be restored to my family again. I haven't talked to my family in a long time, and I would like to be back in fellowship with my family." And so right there at the stoplight, I reached out, and I just put my hand on him, which, as you like, I don't know if there's anything you have to do that, but I just felt like I put my hand on him and I just prayed right there, "God, would you help this man to come back into a relationship with his family?" And then the light turned green, and both of us, kind of with tears in our eyes, like, "See you later," and drove off. But I left and I was pumped. I was like, that was so fun. That was cool. Like, that was a rush. That was like, man, I had an opportunity to pray for a guy I don't even know and ask for a blessing from a God who hears and works miracles. That was cool. I probably wouldn't even recognize him if I saw him again. But I wonder how God's answered that prayer. I wonder how God has turned in his life or in his family, or just what has God done as he continues to bring that desire before God. And the worst thing that has happened to me is I've asked some people if I could pray for them, and they said, no thanks. And that was okay. It wasn't as exciting as when they said, yeah. But it was okay. And that's encouraging. Just as we share, some people are going to be like, no, I don't. There was a guy in my neighborhood. I asked if I was with a friend and we were walking around my neighborhood. I asked if there was anything we could pray for him. And he said, I'm too far gone. I'm too far gone for any prayer. Don't waste your prayers on me. And I could see just the pain and the bondage in this guy's life. And there was a sense in me of like, man, that would have been cool if he would have said, yeah, my life is a mess. Would you pray for me? But instead, it was no. And it was okay. Walked off. And of course, I still prayed for him. Of course, I still desire for God to work in his life. Desire for him to do something amazing in my entire neighborhood. But all right, let's close in prayer. God, thank you. Thank you for the amazing gift of prayer. Thank you that we can come before your throne with boldness. God, sometimes we wish that you would answer prayers in different ways or more suddenly. And yet I ask you would give us the courage to continue to bring our requests before you, to continue to seek your will, to continue to hunger for you and find our desires in you. I ask that you would give us the courage to share what you have given us with others. I ask that you would move in all kinds of lives around us, in neighbors and coworkers and students and friends, that you would flow through us, that as you fill us, you would flow your water, your living water, your spirit would touch lives around us. Thank you for the opportunities we have. God, I pray against fear and shame in our lives. I pray against trying to perform or feel this duty to do things for you. I pray against those and ask that you would just give us pure hearts that love as you love and share courageously. In Jesus' name, amen.